Thank you very much. Let us hear the words from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. The time came for the festival of dedication in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple, walking in the covered porch named for Solomon. The Jewish opposition circled around him and asked, "How long will you test our patience? If you are Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, but you don't believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you don't believe because you don't belong to my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never die, and no one will snatch them from my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them from my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that you may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In the name of our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, amen. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. Did you know that sheep are mentioned in the Bible 500 times? It's part of the time period. It's their culture. It's their economy. Jesus uses this imagery because it's something that they would easily have understood. For many of us, it's something unfamiliar, despite the fact that the largest agricultural university, NC State, is just a few miles from here. We know what sheep look like, but we have no experience on what it means to tend them. From what I have read, shepherds spend a lot of time with their sheep. They lead them with their voices, so it's important that they talk to them often. Sheep can easily distinguish their own shepherd's voice, even when there are lots of other voices, and they eagerly follow their shepherd. Our scripture today has Jesus at the Feast of Dedication, which we know is Hanukkah. Jesus was out in the square of the temple where the Jewish opposition came up to him and began to question him. They asked him, "How much longer are you going to make us wait?" They wanted an answer right then. "Are you the Messiah? Just tell us." They wanted Jesus to define himself according to their criteria so that they could determine whether or not Jesus was the Messiah. They were demanding some type of proof. Can't you just imagine the frustration Jesus must have had with them? Jesus realizes that the testimony of his works wasn't good enough for this group. Giving proof would be a useless cause. No proof would leave a person to change or think differently when the person does not want to accept someone's testimony. So Jesus' response is always the same. "I have told you, but you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name are my witness, but you do not believe, because you are no sheep of mine." Listen again to what Jesus says to those who are harassing him with their demands for an answer. "I have told you, but you do not believe, because you don't belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they know me." Where are you in the gospel story? Have you ever been the one who needed absolute proof? Are you the one who hears Jesus' voice and just know? Perhaps in your life you've experienced both of these moments. I personally have no experience with sheep. Many of us do have pets and can easily relate to our pets better than sheep. In March of this year, we got a new puppy. I've had dogs all my life, so I'm really familiar with the dog world. Learning to live with a puppy has been challenging. She hears my voice, and she comes running to me as soon as I walk into the room. Especially if I've been out of her sight, she comes eagerly. She usually follows me everywhere I go, and I have to watch where I'm walking so I don't step on her. So the other day, I decided to be bold, and I took her outside with me in the yard while I was working in my garden. Well, she was having a great time, and I mentioned to you that she knows my voice, but listening is a different thing. I told her to come here when I was ready to go inside. Imagine my surprise. She turned, she looked at me, and headed in the other direction. Come here is obviously not in her vocabulary. And I'm beginning to think there are many commands not in her vocabulary. Obey me was just something she wasn't interested in doing because she was having too much fun outside. I immediately got frustrated because she didn't listen and respond to my command. Jesus isn't just asking us to hear him. He's asking us to listen to what he is saying. Those who were questioning him probably had already heard him, but they didn't want to listen to what he had to say. Jesus knew they didn't belong and weren't part of his sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. As simple as this sounds, it may be one of the most difficult things we do. When we hear Jesus' voice, it often means we have to leave something we are comfortable with. There's an expectation of trust and a willingness to follow. This morning, I want to tell you just a portion of my faith journey. I was what most would consider a fully engaged and connected member of my church. I was in leadership, involved in Bible studies, worked in a youth retreat, attended church almost every Sunday, and was part of the choir. A number of years ago, I went on a spiritual retreat. I don't remember who the speakers were or what they even said. But what I do remember is the intentional quiet and reflection time throughout the day. During one of our reflection times, I sat on the dock in the Pamlico Sound and I just listened. As I wrote in my journal, I heard God tell me I needed to go to another church and serve. I'm not a pastor in the United Methodist Church and I don't have to move. I will confess at the time, I flat out refused to listen. I was at a place I was comfortable. I knew all the people, and I loved my pastor. God often challenges us when we listen to him. He asks us to go to places, from places that are comfortable, in order to make room for something else to come and take its place. Sometimes we give up successful things so something better can come along. I waited another year, and during reflective time, while sitting on the same dock, I heard the same message. I wrote something very similar in my journal that I had written the first year. Talk about God being persistent. This time, I knew it was time to go. But I thought I had it all figured out. I had begun lay speaker training. And so I just knew that was what God was calling me to do and preach at churches like I'm doing today. But I was wrong. God expected me to do more, and I began the lay minister training and was commissioned last summer. As Kevin mentioned, I do work at the Peak Church, and I'm the Connections and Empowerment Coordinator there. I truly believe my calling is to serve God by helping others discover and use their gifts, talents and passions in building up God's kingdom. Tomorrow morning, I leave for another 5-day spiritual academy retreat at Camp Sumatonga in Alabama. My journal pages are blank, and I'm excited to listen to what God is saying and where, again, he might want to challenge me. So how do we hear God's voice? If you're like me, it's a question that I've pondered for a number of years. It's not something I was taught growing up in the church. We all know Moses had a burning bush moment, but how do we, the ordinary people, hear God's voice? The first thing we must do is we must give God the space so we can listen. Perhaps it's during prayer time. Perhaps it's during the reading of Scripture. Perhaps it's during quiet and reflective time or meditation. It may just be a walk around a park or sitting on a bench in a playground. Maybe it's just as simple as turning the radio off in your car. Remember, we need to create the space, and God will take it from there. Father Richard Rohr, an American author and spiritual writer, and Franciscan friar, says, "We cannot attain the presence of God. We're already totally in the presence of God. What's absent is awareness." God may not give you a vision or a burning bush moment, but you can hear his voice if you just listen. The hardest part is whether you will make the space for God so you can listen to his voice. I leave you with this morning. Where can you make space for God this week and just listen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.